This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. And some of the stories making headlines today. A Chinese spy balloon has been spotted over Latin America, the U.S. Pentagon says, a day after a similar craft was seen in U.S. skies, prompting the scrapping of a rare trip to Beijing by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Western allies pledge precision rockets and missile systems to Ukraine after President Volodymyr Zelensky calls for sophisticated weapons to help retain control of the embattled eastern city of Bakhmut. Pope Francis meets victims of South Sudan's civil war on the second day of his visit to Juba after delivering an impassioned plea for the young country's leaders to recommit to peace for the sake of their long-suffering people. More on that from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
After arriving in the world's newest country on the first ever papal visit Friday, Francis was spending Saturday ministering first to church personnel and then to South Sudanese who have been forced by fighting, flooding, and other crises to leave their homes. Francis was highlighting in particular the plight of South Sudanese women, half of whom are married before the age of 18 and then face the world's highest maternal mortality rate. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Brazil sinks a decommissioned aircraft carrier, their Navy announces, despite environmental groups claiming the formerly French ship is packed with toxic materials. And Sri Lanka marks 75 years since independence with a somber military parade as its president urges reflection on past errors and failures. For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dozens of Russian and Ukrainian prisoners of war have returned home following a prisoner swap. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
According to Ukrainian officials, over 110 Ukrainians were freed. They said the released prisoners of war included troops who held out in Mariupol during a months-long Russian siege on the southern port city. Others freed were Ukrainian fighters from the Kherson region and snipers captured during the ongoing fierce battles for the eastern city of Bakhmut. Russian officials announced over 60 Russian soldiers were freed from Ukraine following the swap. Some Russian prisoners came under a special category. Their release was secured following mediation by the United Arab Emirates. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States warned Turkey in recent days about the export to Russia of chemicals, microchips, and other products that can be used in Moscow's war effort in Ukraine, and it could move to punish Turkish companies or banks contravening sanctions. Brian Nelson, the U.S. Treasury Department's top sanctions official, visited Turkish government and private sector officials to urge more cooperation in disrupting the flow of such goods. The presidential election cycle is ramping up in the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the Democratic National Committee will vote to change its primary calendar as a way to give a louder voice to black and other minority voters.
States that vote early in the primary season have major influence because White House hopefuls who are struggling to raise money or gain political traction often drop out before they get to visit areas outside the first five primary states. The current calendar has been in effect for the past five decades, with Iowa leading off with the caucuses, followed by New Hampshire's primary, and then contests in Nevada and South Carolina.
That was Jackie Quinn reporting. In the U.S. city of Los Angeles, California, the death of a famous mountain lion has highlighted the troubled population of California's endangered mountain lions. In an AP interview, the curator for anthropology at the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County, her name is Amy Gusick, says wildlife officials and tribal representatives are trying to decide what to do with the remains of the big cat.
That's something that we're going to be talking with the tribes about. So it's important, I think, that folks realize the importance of mountain lions and also other animals to tribes in this area. The tribes have been here for thousands of years, and we work with the descendant communities here at the museum and definitely respect their native history.
For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.